Rejoice, dear listener, for your endless march through the internet has finally produced something to add meaning to your empty, meandering existence. Your friends at Idiots Discuss the Universe are digging up musical gems of the past and deciding if they have any shine left or not. Welcome to Old Gold.
To another episode of Idiots Discuss the Universe. This is your main host and genius on the scene, Spenny the Soothsayer. And there's also Craig. So hey guys, how's it going today? I'm sorry.
Are you recording?
I am recording.
Oh, good.
Good, because that was a fantastic intro.
Is that good?
I think we're going to start going with that.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic genius Spencer. And what would you say like your areas of intellectual prowess are like? What are you most proud of? What areas of expertise do you say are your greatest?
Well, there's
honest question.
Honest. Oh, God damn it! I was going to come out of the gate with a joke. I was going to say pimping. You know, pimping.
Well, of course, pimping. No one wears their stocking cap cocked to the side like that, other than a true street pimp.
Oh shit!
I'm
yeah,
glad
you know.
It does, so I don't have to see those eyes looking at me.
Let's see my strengths of thinking outside of the box.
Okay.
Creative problem solving. Music stuff.
Okay. There's
bullshitting.
Bullshitting.
Interpersonal. Interaction
okay.
with people.
Okay, yeah, sure. Conspiracy theory.
I'm a black belt in conspiracy theory.
Yeah. I don't know if you necessarily buy it, but you do know a lot about that arena of thought. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's
but
weird.
But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and Spenny from the block, we are doing one of our episodes, Old Gold. We had a little bit of a technical hiccup, and we lost a couple episodes that we did yesterday night, and I was very angry. Then
Craig
I got
was
very. Then I started to calm down. And now I'm all the way back calm.
Yeah, that's good.
And so that's and so good. We delved into the trusted. Treasure chest in the back of the IDTU studio that we like to call Old Gold.
Old Gold.
And that's a place of just feeling good about things and going back beyond the year 2000 and just finding little sparkly songs that I share with Spenny and we just have a nice little time listening to some old tunes and talking about them and that sort of thing.
It's very
but,
nice.
But this one, we're going to start out with a question. And you would think that it's a question that since Spenny, as someone that knows musical stuff, as he says, and he especially, like as anyone that tunes into the podcast knows, Spenny is more than knee deep in the metal scene, you know, going back to the beginning. I mean, he's kind of a connoisseur of the whole sweep of it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, we've done the history of heavy metal, you know, and he's just shooting that shit from the hip when we're doing that, because God knows he ain't doing no research,
no.
You know.
No, it's all up here.
Homeboy ain't hitting the books, I'll tell you what. No, it's all up here.
Books are for unlearned.
So this seems like a question that somebody as studious as Spenny from the block is on heavy metal that he would know.
Hmm.
Okay.
Hit me.
What single by a heavy metal band is the biggest selling heavy metal single ever? It's in the top 12 best selling songs of all time. The first heavy metal song on the list. The list that starts with White Christmas by Bing Crosby. I mean, these are big sellers.
All time. Okay. Okay.
I can give you some hints.
Okay, I was going
to
ask.
I can give you some hints. Do you have any ideas just to start out with, like just some things you're playing with?
Okay, so right off the bat, what I think is that... let me turn that back down. What I think is it's one of those songs that is like loosely categorized as heavy metal, like a Bon Jovi or like a... You know what I mean? Like who's... This is just my assumption, like where my mind is searching off the bat. Bon Jovi, like... White Snake, like fucking like something from the 80s, Cinderella, like that they had just you're a crazy huge song. You're definitely
hitting the time period.
Okay, 80s. Okay.
Well, like think about what the bands that you said. Like they're not necessarily all the 80s. It's the end of the 80s and the beginning of the 90s.
Okay. I mean, Guns N' Roses, shit.
They were around then at that time.
Yeah, I mean, sure. They don't.
That's kind of one of the ones that you're thinking of. That's
Sweet Child of Mine. Like,
that's an interesting one to think of. Yeah. That's not. That's metal, not. Though. That's not it. But
it's not it. Heavy metal best song. Man, are they a one hit wonder?
No. No, they might still be around. I mean, they are a band of decades.
Shit, man. You got me.
I'll give you some hints. 14 million copies sold.
Oh, fucking Metallica?
No. No, another interesting guess because they were coming out with their first singles at that time, you know, for sure.
Well, they did the Black Album in like 90
yes,
or 91.
Yes, 91. Yeah. I think it was 91. But that's a pretty got some pretty strong guesses, some more than I was to bring out. Okay, so it is tied. These are the other songs that have it's about the same number of sales. You're the One That I Want by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John from the Grease soundtrack.
Damn.
And Everything I Do It For You by Bryan Adams.
Holy shit.
So it's up there.
Wow, okay.
Those are huge, huge songs.
Those are big songs, yeah. Fuck, is it a ballad?
It is a ballad.
Okay.
It is as we would say, it is a power ballad.
Poison? Every Rose Has a Thorn?
No, that's another good guess, though. That's right in that area. That's a little bit earlier than what we're thinking of here. Okay, this last hint is going to be the one that may give it to you.
Okay.
It is the biggest selling German single ever.
Oh, fucking Accept?
No.
Fuck. German? Oh, Scorpions.
Right.
Fucking.
Okay, Scorpions.
Oh.
You got it?
No one like you. I don't care the other things we do. What the fuck is that one? Every Scorpion song is the fucking same. It's got the it's got the harmonized lead in the beginning, and it's like Danik, Danik, Danik.
Okay, so it's Wings of Change by the Scorpions.
That's a great song.
That's a great fucking song.
I mean, that's a great song.
So, what do you know about the song? I mean, like, do you know like about what it's about or any of that sort of thing?
No, not really.
Listen to the words of it very closely.
I mean, I can. It seems like he loses a brother, something like, you know, there's loss and time and everything's changing and I'm getting older,
well,
kind
of
thing.
Some of that for sure. Okay. Yes. So let's just listen to the song right now. And there's like a radio edit of it, and then there's a longer version, and I will let the dealer have the choice of which one that we listen to. I have not heard this song in probably 15 years.
Damn, okay.
Other than like perhaps passing on the radio or something, you know, not intentionally.
Well, we're definitely going to do the full version. Let's do it. All right, hell yeah.
From the 1990 album Crazy World, the 11th album by the Scorpions.
What? 11th? I always forget that they were on in the 70s.
Yeah. Written and sang by Old Kloss, the head Moppet of the whole thing.
Yeah. Old Kloss. Damn. All right, well, let's do it.
All right,
fuck,
let's
do it.
Yeah.
Scorpions, here we go.
Follow the Moskva down to Gorky Park, listening to the wind of change. August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change. We'll be right back.
that we could be so close, like brothers. The future's in the air, can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change.
A little magic left in that old hat after all.
Yeah, you know? It's true.
So after listening to the song, Svenny, I mean, it is, it's a nice song. You know, it's a great power ballad for what that is.
Sure.
You know? And it reminds you that, like, the Scorpions were really more than even, like, a hair heavy metal band. You know what I'm saying? They were kind of like the Styx of Germany or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's really got a lot of, like, that Euro folk ABBA. It's almost got some ABBA and that sort of thing going on in it. Mm-hmm. It's got some of the echoes of, like, Europe, you know, like the Final Countdown and that sort of thing. It's very European production.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting. It kind of, like, shows you, like, I don't know, for me it just kind of reminds me that the Scorpions are, like, this band that has, like, 25 albums or whatever it is.
You yeah,
know,
like yeah.
A bunch of
albums. They're huge. They're fucking huge. Like, This is one of those songs that you kind of, I don't know why, I wouldn't say it's forgotten in any capacity because it's still huge. Everyone knows the song, but I always forget it's the Scorpions.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always like, is it Guns N' Roses with the whistling?
Right.
You know?
But why would you think the whistling's in it because of Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
You know?
I'm sure.
That's what
you know.
Yeah, it always makes me think.
But why would you say after listening to it that this song, when there are better power battles, I think, like, the Poison power ballads are better than this. I mean, Wanted Dead or Alive is a better song than this song by Bon Jovi. You know, like, there are better power ballads out there, you know, catchier ones.
Yeah.
Why do you think this one sold 14 million copies?
Well,
think about what was going on, like, politically at this time.
Oh, it's the Berlin Wall.
Other than me graduating from high school.
Some Berlin Wall shit.
Yeah, before that. It was really, like, he wrote this song right after they, because there's Perestroika in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, like, the capitalist side of things started to kind of, like, okay, we're not going to push that down anymore. And the two factions are kind of, like, okay, we're going to, like, kind of open up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And glasnost was just starting out. Have you, any of those terms make any sense? Well, Mikhail Gorbachev,
the
guy with the
tear birthmark. Down this wall, Gorbachev.
Right.
Yeah.
The guy with the birthmark. on his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was opening up Russia, and they were letting, like, the Rolling Stones play, like, you know, they're that famous concert by Paul McCartney in Red Square, you know.
Okay.
And the Scorpions, being a huge, like, the big one of the biggest bands in Europe, was of course invited to come into Eastern Europe and Russia to tour. So, like, he talks about Gorky Park and like there's a bunch of
Moskva. Follow the Moskva.
That's the river that runs through Russia. It's the river.
Okay.
And then there's another phrase in there where he's talking about a Russian instrument to play with, to sing with
balalaika.
The balalaika to sing with my guitar.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like we're brothers.
So brother shit. That's
and you can
pretty cool.
see like Europe's opening up, and they and it, like the Berlin Wall had already fallen by the time this album came out. But like when the documentaries about like the Berlin Wall falling came out, this song was all over the place.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? So it was just perfectly positioned to kind of get that initial like nostalgia as it was like happening sort of thing going on.
Yeah.
And really like Europe and Russia and like everywhere, like those are the people that just bought the shit out of this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it hit the vein, it hit the nerve at the perfect time.
Right.
In almost like a prophetic kind of
way. And it just
way.
Had like this perfect, they released it in Russian and they released it in Spanish.
They did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
And there is, there's a total theory that the song was actually written by the CIA and was given to the Scorpions, and they were told to, like, here it is, you know, this one, we're going to promote it to promote the, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. like the increased, like, social cohesion of the East and West, so it's going right. to make it that much harder for them to break it down.
Right, right.
Because the song was just so huge and just so, like, everywhere.
It was like a healing, globalizing, audible blanket that they paste it everywhere, and it's like along with rock and roll.
Yeah.
Which is like, shit, man. What if rock and roll is all a CIA ploy? That's just like so sad, you know? And it's
for
so,
everybody involved.
For everybody involved. It's right. like, because it's actually like, oh no, you're actually helping us with the, you know, downfall of free
and that's just
will.
A form of entertainment. Think about the other lies that they're maintaining in those that
oh,
are that
God.
Like actually involving things that
yeah.
are like, you know.
Important. Yeah. yeah. That's so true.
But the Scorpions like think it's really funny that people have that theory, but they yeah. blatantly like, yeah, there's it's just not it's
yeah.
just not true.
I don't know. I mean, like I like all that research or whatever that I guess the theories about CIA involvement in the music industry just because it's, you know, it's fascinating. But there's no smoking gun. You know, really, there's always, it's like you always hear about them being involved in various artist deaths, but hey, they are taking a lot of drugs. Like,
yeah.
you know, they are taking the drugs. Like,
yeah.
But, you know what I mean?
Don't know. I am of the position that it would be strange for them not to be like somewhat involved in it since it is such a major social
mm-hmm.
Force in the culture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like to at least like monitor it to some degree, and who knows what that would lead to. So I'm right. not putting it out of, but again, like you say, there is no other than just conjecture. There's no smoking gun that's happening. Not like the mob being like connected to the music industry,
right.
which has like
right.
been proven in court multiple
exactly.
times. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? So
and gangs and
but
you
again,
know,
like the CIA operates through those sorts of organizations when necessary. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. So it's just a big it's
yeah.
just a big old wicked world.
Yeah.
But again, like I kind of doubt that someone at the CIA came up with that song. It just kind of rings too much like Scorpions, schmaltzy.
That's what I was gonna
like,
say.
Yeah,
I mean, but I don't know what kind of songs they're capable of writing. Like if they wrote like the Beatles music or you know some shit like,
well, yeah,
like how deep does it go at that point?
The Android Paul that they promote you will write half the Beatles. I will start to take over
done.
The Beatles catalog.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's wow, that would be a great episode. We need to do that up. We need to do the Beatles again sometime. Did we already do the Beatles once?
We've done Beatles-y things, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know that we've done like the Beatles.
We did the Beatles are overrated. Yeah, I think we did that.
Are the Beatles overrated? Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should talk about if Paul is dead or not or whatever.
Yeah, that would be fun. Beatles conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
So because there's so many good
there's
ones.
There's a lot of good ones.
But Paul's Android Paul is my favorite.
I never
one.
Heard the Android.
No,
part.
I'm just adding that.
Oh, okay, yeah. okay. I like that. You should just throw that in, make a new one. You know, because I like to think of conspiracy sometimes as reality fan fiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you
yeah.
can drop it, if you can drop it to go to bed at night, which is hard because what makes it so fun is that it's like convincing, like a scary story kind of, and you're
yeah.
like, whoa. What if that was true? Would change everything and this and that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then if you can drop that and be like, well, I don't fucking know. All right, good night. You know, then it's fun. But then if you
yeah.
get stuck,
Well, you gotta leave it. I'd argue a little bit about that changes everything. It has to be. It has to seem like it changes everything, mm-hmm. other than anything that you would actually come into contact with over the next like weeks and months ahead, or at any time in your past.
And that's the whole point,
right?
Because
it just kind of like rattles that worldview for a minute. But everything, even if it is true or not true, will be exactly the same for you tomorrow as it was today. That's perfect. That's what you want.
Right.
That's this conspiracy.
You're just looking at it a little differently. Yeah. You're like,
Not like you want to go like watch a bunch of videos about aliens and then have the Men in Black actually like show up at your house and like mind wipe
you. You've been watching too many YouTube videos.
Right. That's not what people are looking for. They want that. They want that just thrill and then back down again.
Right.
You know, a couple shots and then they're back to it's back to nap time.
Hey, have you seen that video of Hillary blinking sideways? She might actually be a lizard. You know, you show them, you're like, oh God, she does kind of blink sideways a little bit, like with her under lids, you know. But then you're like, oh, maybe that's doctored. I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh God. So, okay. Well, thank you, Spenny. I think you did like a C+.
What do you mean?
On
I did
the overall,
a C+.
The overall quizzing that went throughout this episode. That
what was the different
that
questions?
That you've already forgotten.
Yeah, I forgot what they.
Like
the one of them.
The number one heavy metal single of all time.
God, that's this song, really?
Yeah, what you should know is this song.
When
now
did
you
change?
Know.
Huh?
By a long shot.
Wow.
I mean, like the next one is not for like many, many songs.
Yeah. Huh. Scorpions.
Yeah.
What do you know? It probably is a conspiracy, yeah.
No, I could see the CIA like encouraging the song along once it was released.
Sure.
That's what I can see.
They're like, oh, this is perfect.
Right. But I don't see them like getting involved in like songwriting.
Like
You know. I just don't see it.
Yeah. That'd be funny. I would be like, oh, can I join that?
You should just go apply to
the
CIA as a songwriter.
As a musician.
That's it. Just like nothing else other than I am a musician and I can do music for the CIA.
Yeah, I just got signed by the CIA, everybody. It's pretty cool.
I'll pass whatever security thing you need.
Yeah.
You know, because you will.
Yeah.
And I'll just do music.
Yeah. And then it's like I can announce that I'm signed.
And they're like,
CIA.
We need you to make like this. You know, we need to make this Yemeni pop music with these subliminal messages underneath it.
Justin Bieber needs a new album. All right. And so this time we're trying to push.
That would be so crazy.
Essentially, the intention of this album is to get young girls attracted to other young girls. Okay.
Wow.
All right. So we're turning Justin here into a lesbian. All right. We need to. Okay.
That's so crazy to think that they would be like, okay, yeah, we totally like are looking for people like you to work for us.
I know.
You know, like it seems like it's just so weird that they're just like, oh yeah, they probably would just hire Spencer. You know, like he makes beats and he can do like he could be as much as like an administrator as well as like they hire you as an administrator and the next thing you know, you're writing the next Justin Bieber song. Or at least you're layering the subliminal messages underneath like at least that. You know, once your allegiances
like
have
been
proved.
With scientists, like I'm like doing like droplets, bloop, and it's like coming out like fast. Or whatever, like I don't know. We're like doing like weird, like seeing what words trigger people into lyrics. You know, like oh look, this tone makes people's fucking taint hair stand up. You know.
Yeah. See, seriously, the sky would be the limit.
Yeah,
I think you should really look into that as like your first option of your 30s. You know, give the 20s, the rest of the 20s, like give it a good college go.
Year and a half.
You know, it might happen, it might not, you know, but if not, then you're going to apply to the CIA for music.
How do you do that? Can
you
just
go to
the CIA
website and apply? Yeah.
Like
I think they'll send you like Langley. Is that where they send you? CIA's training is like in Virginia
careers. The CIA.
Yeah.
Working at CIA, advance your career. Ooh, that is one hot black lady.
But you don't want to read any of this because it's going to tell you that you're going to need to be like, you know, have law enforcement or any of that sort of thing. And like, you're not applying for any of that. You're just going to apply to be like
minimum requirements. physically in the United States or okay. one of its territories okay. when you apply.
You got that.
A U.S. citizen.
Okay.
At least 18.
Okay.
Willing to move to Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And able to successfully complete security and medical evaluations, including a background investigation, a polygraph interview, and a physical and psychological examination.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like 85% chance of those.
Huh.
Yeah.
Look, they have a really nice website. Is that really?
Huh. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave it here while Spenny's mulling over a career in, you know, deep state law.
Lack of can.
we will bid you all a fond evening, and thank you for joining us to listen to a little Scorpions and educate Spenny a little bit.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. I'm deep in thought now. This is a whole new option. You know what? This is a good 30s pivot.
I'm going to have so many favors to call in if you actually start working for the CIA.
Yeah, I will. You'll never hear from me again. You'll never hear from me.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
So is it just like I start working at the CIA?
This is how my empire starts.
Oh, is that how it happens? Okay, so wait, I'm curious, though. So if I work at the CIA, we can just just hang out and be like, hey, what's up, dude? Hey. Oh, yeah. Man, I don't think I can smoke weed anymore. Probably not, you know.
Well, it depends. I mean, like, that's going to be part of your thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I have to smoke weed, CIA.
I mean, like, seriously, like, that's how the weed got here before it went legal.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's the CIA. That's true. And you're going to be, like, seriously the fringe kind of person on the CIA.
But look at their security concerns and potential disqualifiers just really quick. Lack of candor. What?
No, you'll be okay there.
Yeah. Honesty. Illegal drug use or misuse of prescription drugs.
No, that was when you were super young, though.
Yeah.
No, this is not illegal. You're fine.
Criminal or unethical behavior.
Well, not any more than anybody else.
Not more than other people.
They should talk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, hey. Lack of responsiveness.
Well, that depends on whether you've had any edibles or not.
Right. Very true.
And I guess whatever you had before you came on here tonight.
What?
Yeah.
No, just kidding. Just kidding with that one. And then this last one's funny. Association with our social media. For your security, if you're interested in or have applied to the job at CIA, do not follow us on social media. This includes posting content, following or friending accounts, and liking, sharing content.
Weird.
Isn't that funny? Don't follow us, because that means you go into the sheeple category. I don't know.
Don't follow us on social. Weird.
Why wouldn't you? Why would that be bad? I just want to see your fucking cool little thing. I'm a fire. What?
Weird.
Wouldn't that be the first thing you'd do if you were like a normie being like, oh, I wonder why that's working. I'm going to work with the CIA. Huh. I'm going to go follow them on Twitter. You know?
You would think.
Yeah.
Weird.
No association. Do not do it. Because you know what? They need free thinkers.
Or they just don't want that, like, public association with people that they hire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a more simple answer, yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
But you would think about how many people that would disqualify that had not really thought about working. They were just, like, fans of law enforcement, and they didn't really thought about applying for the CIA, and then they get on there and be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I guess it's the FBI for me.
Could you just unfollow them?
I don't think so. I mean, it sounds like if you ever did it, you're bad. Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. That's a mystery. We'll look into it. Spenny's going to apply, and we're going to find out. He doesn't follow any of them. That's for sure.
No.
So he's safe.
Nope.
He is surprisingly safe. He really is like the perfect candidate almost.
Why?
I don't know why, but like we read the things and you like hit all of them.
I guess, but
I mean, the responsiveness was the most questionable one of them all.
That's true. That's true.
And you're pretty good.
Well, the qualifications are surprisingly low.
They keep you fed. You know, you'll be all right.
This is just to like get in the door. Like
that's what you need. You just need to get in the door.
Then be like
you
a
just
janitor.
Snake your way through it.
And then I become director.
Once you're in, because you're a chummy buddy. You're a chummy buddy.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Like you just kiss on you find some butts that you like kissing on. Just kiss your way up a little bit.
Wow. That was crazy how you how you smuggled those children.
It doesn't matter what you actually do for them, because when people ask what you do, you say, I work for the Central Intelligence Agency. And right. then they're like, well, what do you do for them? And you're like, I work for the Central yeah. Intelligence Agency.
Yeah, it's classified. Sorry. It's like I could be a janitor there.
You could do anything. Yeah. Yes, and you just would never talk
CIA.
About it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm a CIA agent, so...
Yeah.
But maybe you can't say you're an agent.
No, just say I work for the...
I work for the CIA.
I work for the intelligence.
So people would be like, are you an agent? You're like, no. Huh. What are you? Well, I work for them. So that's all you need to know. I'm an employee. Anyway.
Yeah. No, it's a great fantasy, and I think that we're gonna explore it. So
hell yeah.
And we'll be making podcasts until then. Maybe this disqualifies him already.
Ooh.
But we haven't shared any links. We just read a little bit off of their career section of their website.
Yeah.
Which I don't think that violates anything.
I don't think so either. Yeah. Hopefully not.
Well, hopefully not, because we can start sharing CIA secrets in a couple years. It's going to be great.
we'll still do this podcast.
Heard it here, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. We'll see y'all again very soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.